Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a PhD degree in public policy, MA degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And a very grand welcome to you this morning at Christian Worldview, May 31st, 2005. Currently 57 degrees and foggy in Greenville in the upstate of South Carolina. Going to get up to around 74 degrees and be mostly cloudy today. So be prepared for a little bit of dreary weather as the day goes on. We'll see how dreary it actually ends up being. Our weather forecast from the Weather Service has not been great in the last month, as you know. So take it for what it's worth. That's what the Weather Service says. Lots of interesting things going on at Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben today. We appreciate all of you who tuned in yesterday for our special Memorial of Villainy production, where we talked about six of the greatest villains, state criminals, in American history. They included Senator Henry Clay Lyndon Johnson, Woodrow Wilson, Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Grant, Nelson Aldrich, Secretary of War Edwin Stanton, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Those eight men we discussed in some detail here on the show and exposed their villainy for all to remember, to make a memorial of their evil deeds. And I hope you had an interesting time joining us. I hope it was informative and useful in your own understanding of things. A lot of folks are just simply not aware of all the villainy that was going on with these men. And we're going to touch on a little bit of that here and there today as we proceed with the show. If you're interested in calling the show this morning, remember we have our backup line as our main line, 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. You can also call our other number, which is not exactly our regular number. We're waiting for some kind of changeover still. So apparently for the next couple of weeks we have 849-0277. That's 849-0277 and the 864 area code. Either of those numbers should work for you, and we want to welcome your calls this morning here at Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Well, what have we got in the news today? Well, there's a couple of things. Trying to catch up through past emails and other things that I received from folks. One was just to let folks know that Mr. Lindsey Graham is a complete sellout, if you didn't already know that, on certain issues. Now, he may not be on every issue, but he certainly is on this one. This is a listener named Greg who had written a letter to Mr. Lindsey Graham regarding public education. And Mr. Graham responds to him as follows. Dear Greg, thank you for taking time to contact me with your thoughts on publicly funded education. I appreciate the opportunity to hear from you. As you know, our nation's public schools are funded primarily through local tax revenue. In this way, our nation's citizens support collectively the education to which they are entitled individually. The origins of the public school system are intertwined with the roots of the United States itself. As initial efforts to organize a public school system were partially motivated by a desire to inform and unify our budding nation. This guy is completely ignorant. Public education continues to serve a vital role in preparing young citizens to act as responsible and active members of their homes, workplaces, and communities. Congressional capability to allocate funds for the nation for public education is tacitly, I mean silently, derived from Article 1 of the United States Constitution under the legislative powers of the Congress. The distribution of funds for specific programs and grants is facilitated by the various departments and agencies of the government's executive branch. Thank you for taking time to write. Please do not hesitate to contact me if I may be of further assistance to you. Sincerely, Lindsey O. Graham, United States Senator. It's because of this sort of appalling ignorance at the highest levels of our state that people are continually repudiating the constitutions and the principles of liberty. Nowhere in the debates of the Founding Fathers do we have any serious talk about there being public education. that government, the federal government in particular, would be in charge of educating the children of this nation. This is absolutely bizarre that he believes this, and nowhere can you make a claim that Article 1 of the Constitution implies that the federal government should be funding public education. This man is completely ignorant. What a total ignoramus Lindsey Graham, South Carolina senator, United States senator from South Carolina, has become, or maybe he always has been. And it's this kind of appalling ignorance that leads us so far down the path away from liberty and away from the principles our founders had set forth to this great nation. So I really appreciate Greg sending in a copy of this just unbelievable letter from Lindsey Graham. If you have a comment or question, I'd like to hear from you this morning, 864-201-6955, 864-201-6955. Also have a couple other things that came across the pike yesterday. One was the Department of Health and Human Services from the National Center for Health Statistics. Within the next few weeks, your household will be called to take part in an important national study being conducted by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The study provides important information for measuring the progress of vaccination for young children in the country. Childhood immunization rates are at an all-time high, 78%, but many children have not received all of their immunizations. The Department of Health and Human Services is committed to improving immunizations by reducing costs of the vaccines. Local, state, and federal health authorities depend on the results of this study to measure the progress of immunization for the country. Well, this is an interesting thing that they're doing. First of all, it seems like a bit of an oddball thing that the government would be involved in the provision of vaccination services. You might make a case for it in epidemic circumstances. You might call this reactive functions against predators, granted. But in general, a general vaccination program can be done by the market. And so we have some questions about why the state's involved at all. But more than that, we have questions about why the state is calling people and actually trying to get an information database together. This is a little bit troubling. Now, it may be that there's some reason to do this, and I'm willing to accept that. I want to hear some informed discussion about it. But I have my doubts about this whole business of the Public Health Service Act guidelines causing the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to go about and behave this way. I'd be interested in hearing from you if you have some conversation or discussion about that as well. All right, and then we have an email yesterday from Nelson talking about our show yesterday, the Memorial of Villainy. He says, "Hi, guys. The show was indeed terrific today. I don't know how many can hear it out there in radio land, but in a way I don't care. It does for me what chromium picolinate, whatever that is, the herbal energizer, used to. Get my juices flowing regardless how I feel first thing in the morning. I frankly felt half dead when I got up today. Didn't know exactly why, but soon felt human again as the banter and repartee progressed." So we appreciate that. Actually, you know what? This letter came in yesterday. This was not talking about today's show. This is just a praise letter. We appreciate that, Nelson, about the show the day before, the Friday when Richie and I were co-hosting Christian Worldview last week. I appreciate that letter, Nelson. Great comment. Glad to hear from you and glad you're enjoying the show. We want to make a quick plug for our friends at the Times Examiner. The Times Examiner can be acquired for $25 a year, $27 a year out of state. 864-268-0576 is the phone number, 864-268-0576. Call Bob or Laverle. Take out an ad if you can in the Times Examiner. It's a great place to advertise your business. And the paper can certainly use that at this moment. You can call them again at 864-268-0576. Get great columnists like Walter Williams, yours truly, Dr. John Coben, Ben Graydon, Joseph Sobrin, Charlie Reese, and Marvin Olasky. Find out more about it at thetimesexaminer.com, timesexaminer.com. You can also go to the tyrannyresponse.com website. That's the TRN website. And go under the Related Media tab, and you'll find all sorts of information about the Times Examiner. Indeed, I'd like to plug our own website again, tyrannyresponse.com. It's a great website. Contains all of our audio files for Liberty Minutes, our recently recorded shows. We also have a section in there for related media talking about things like the Political Cesspool, the Times Examiner, the Nationalist Times, the First Freedom. Many other good things are available and details about how you can get involved and receive these great items or download these items are there. Also have a couple of products for sale, namely the Bible and Government book and the latest video series that we have about Stonewall Jackson and Robert E. Lee. Hope you'll have a chance to pick some of those things up. Also keep tabs as you go to TyrannyResponse.com on the local events of the upstate of South Carolina. Things that are important to our listeners, such as meetings for the Libertarian and Constitution parties, meeting times for the Carolina Patriots, the Americans for Constitutional Government, and many other great meetings. All of that's available at TyrannyResponse.com. Now, the Tyranny Response Network is trying to expand and boost its signal, folks, right now, and we're looking for cash donations in order to acquire the equipment that we need. In order to do that, we do need to encourage you, our listeners, to make some donations. And one thing we're going to be doing this month, the month of June, I'll announce this several times, and since I just mentioned the book, Bible and Government, we're going to be giving a free copy of my book, Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, signed by me, for anyone who makes a contribution of $25 or more at the homepage of policyofliberty.net. Now, at the bottom of tyrannyresponse.com, there's also a link to get back to the homepage of policyofliberty.net. But if you go to that homepage, you'll notice a little PayPal donate here button or something like that at the bottom of the policyofliberty.net homepage. Go there, make a donation of $25 or more, especially if you can, note in there, free book. So just to remind us, and we'll be happy to send you a free book, postage paid. Make sure you include your address if it's not somewhere in the form already, and if for some reason you can't get that information into the website, go ahead and send us an email to the questions at policyofliberty.net email address here at Christian Worldview, and I'll make sure I sign a copy of the book and have one sent out to you. Again, $25 or more for the time being. It'll be a month of June promotion starting a day early here on May 31st, I know. We're hoping to raise some funds for the transmission, and we'll be happy to send a copy of that book out to you if you can be generous and send us a contribution of $25 or more. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Warning. Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20 and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. As many of you know that the Tyranny Response Network is listener-supported, and here's Gene Papke to tell you how you can support the Tyranny Response Network.
That's right, John. Folks, if you support TRN and you want to help financially, here's how. We at TRN are a listener-supported broadcast, but we don't take a notions, potions, and lotions approach to fundraising. If you own, operate, or work for a company with bad paper, that is, non-performing assets, we can turn that garbage into gold. Simply go to our website, NPPros, that's N as in non, P as in profit, PROS, as in professionals, your nonprofit professionals. That's npros.com. And remember, we raise funds, but without fundraisers.
Log on today to www.npros.com and find out how you can be a vital part in supporting the Tyranny Response Network.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
The Tyranny Response Network, helping Americans resist temptation and error by repudiating the foxy blather of the talking heads in the neocon media.
And we'd like to welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Glad you've joined us this morning. Hope we can help you think a little bit better, a little bit deeper. That's what we're all about. Like to also recommend to you, that for any of you who know that we are a station who loves liberty and you happen to know some Spanish-speaking people, many of my articles and my recent book, Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, have been translated into Spanish by people in Costa Rica and Peru and elsewhere. There are people who contribute here and there, but mainly those two places, by people who just love liberty and want to spread this news to throughout Latin America. Well, those same documents might be used here in America. And if you go to, for instance, if you might know somebody who speaks Spanish as their first language, we want to encourage those people to continue to love liberty, and we also want to encourage them to learn English. But for the most part, if they don't now, it'd be nice to at least hand them something that they can use and improve their own thinking about things. A lot of times these people are very ignorant about issues, and this is a great way to encourage them and show them the way of truth. My website is, of course, policyofliberty.net. If you go to the article section or to the Alertness Books bookstore, you'll find either of these places chock full of Spanish translations of various important topics relating to public policy and the integration of it with Christian faith. I want to make what I'd like to do this week, I think, is try to pick up some of these great books that we have and read just a couple of quotations, since we're still in the aftermath of the Memorial of Villainy show that occurred yesterday. Let's talk just a little bit about some of the details of things that happened throughout the wars or during the presidencies and reign of these certain individuals, these villains, these criminals, state criminals we had been talking about. In his great book, James and Walter Kennedy's The South Was Right, page 49, there's a quotation here from 1828 Senator Thomas H. Benton. He said this as follows: "Before the Revolution, the South was the seat of wealth, as well as hospitality. Wealth has fled from the South and settled regions north of the Potomac, and in the face of this fact, the South, in its four staples alone, has exported produce since the Revolution to the value of $800 million. And the North has exported comparatively nothing. Such an export would indicate unparalleled wealth. But what is the fact? Under federal regulation, the exports of the South have been the basis of the federal revenue. Virginia, the two Carolinas, and Georgia may be said to defray 3/4 of the annual expense of supporting the federal government. And of this great sum annually furnished by them, nothing or next to nothing is returned to them in the shape of government expenditures. That expenditure flows in an opposite direction. It flows northwardly in one uniform, uninterrupted, and perennial stream. This is the reason why wealth disappears from the South and rises up in the North. Federal legislation does it all." And this is an interesting fact of history that people are often unaware of. The reason why the tariff barrier was so important to Northerners was because the South produced the majority of wealth in America in the antebellum period. All the crops that were sold were so valuable, and the Northern machinery production and other kinds of things that they did in manufacturing there really were inefficient and could not compete with Europe. And so they had a hard time in the world market exporting their goods and services. That meant that most of the revenue went to support the federal government, and as it said, expenditures on other things, came from the South. This caused a great deal of bitterness because the South got very little back from all the money that was looted from it by the federal government, and Northerners began to build up on the off of the benefits accrued from Southern states. And this is why when they finally seceded, the North decided to attack the war governors because they didn't want to lose the tariff revenue. Here's one more quick quote about the civilian population being invaded by the military force under Sherman and so forth. He says, "I propose to eat up all the surplus and perhaps the entire crops in the country. Take all serviceable stock, mules, horses. These people are proud and arrogant rebels. The hand of all federal officers should fall justly upon them, so that they should respect us, not from love, for they never will do that, but from fear of the power of our government. That's William Tecumseh Sherman, the first president of Louisiana State University. This is what he said when he wanted to attack the South. What a brutal and nasty person he was indeed, and yet he's so glorified, it seems, frequently. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Glad we can read a couple of quotes to you this morning. We're going to take a quick break and come back with even more great stuff, so stay tuned.
You're listening to TRN.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and, in the name of law, commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
Are you tired of politicians who raise taxes, invade your privacy, and assume that you do not have the sense to make your own decisions? Try voting libertarian for a change. Would you like to meet other libertarians? You'll find there are regular people like you, concerned about the state of our republic and willing to act on that concern. Our business meeting is at 6:30 p.m. the second Thursday of the month at Prime Sirloin on Woodruff Road across from Greenville Mall. Visitors are welcome. To talk politics, join us for the meetup at 8 p.m. on the fourth Wednesday of the month. It's at Cafe Underground, just off of Main Street in downtown Greenville. We would love to swap ideas with you for restoring limited constitutional government. Thank you for supporting the Libertarian Party and Christian Worldview on the Tyranny Response Network. And also, just to mention again, folks, the tyrannyresponse.com website has all of these announcements. If you're driving along and you happen to miss a phone number or meeting time or a meeting place, just remember the tyrannyresponse.com website. Go there and you'll be able to find under the events tab all these things, all these details. This Saturday is the monthly meeting of the Carolina Patriots in Greenville. Hope you can attend. The Prime Sirloin, starting about 12:30 or 1, and I'd go to the meeting there, led by Robert Clarkson, as they discuss the issues of the day as it relates to people who love freedom and are patriotic Americans. Carolina Patriots, Prime Sirloin on Woodruff Road, across from the Greenville Mall, on this Saturday at 12:30 or 1. While late filers struggle with tax forms, readers of a new book will realize they owe $0. This is an interesting press release. This came from a place called Peach Hendrickson at LostHorizons.com. This says, scores of readers of a new book called Cracking the Code, The Fascinating Truth About Taxation in America, have come to realize that the federal income tax does not apply to them. They have requested and received full refunds for all the money they withheld from their pay, including Social Security contributions. Their total so far is well over $300,000 and growing rapidly. And that just includes the refunds Cracking the Code author Peter Henderson knows about because of grateful correspondence from readers. The reason most people are confused about their legal obligations, says Hendrickson, is that they use the everyday meaning of such terms as income, wages, employer, employee, and others. In fact, he adds, these terms have a narrow legal meanings written in the, within the tax law. How narrow, Pete Hendrickson says, they only apply to certain privileged activities, such as holding or administering a government office or working in one. Well, this is a very interesting press release. I can't read the whole thing, but you might want to pick up a copy of this book, Cracking the Code, The Fascinating Truth About Taxation of America. You may find it to be quite interesting. And if any listener would like to talk on more about that today, we'd be happy to receive your phone calls. You can call us at 864-201-6955 or 864-849-0277. That's 864-849-0277. Either one of those lines today should work, and we look forward to hearing your calls. Well, what else have we got here today on our show? What other news items do we have? Well, we have here, is the Justice Department trying to put FOIA, or Freedom of Information Act, beyond appeal? Mark Tapscott writes, reporters in the nation's capital missed it, but a couple of paragraphs buried in a Justice Department's official testimony before an obscure congressional panel reveals what could be a dark cloud on the horizon for government accountability. The cloud is enthusiasm for a Supreme Court decision that effectively says only rich people can challenge a federal bureaucrat's decision to keep secret government documents that ought not to be public. The official was Deputy Assistant Attorney General Carl Nichols, and his testimony was delivered to a House Government Reform Committee subcommittee hearing May 11th on whether the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, needs to be reformed. Representative Tom Platz, a Republican from Pennsylvania, is chairman of the subcommittee. Near the end of Nichols' testimony, he declared the Justice Department supported the court's decision in Buchanan Board and Care Home Incorporated versus West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources. Until now, people who appealed to a bureaucrat's withholding of documents request under FOIA could have their attorney's fees reimbursed by the federal government if their suit was the catalyst for the official to reverse the adverse decision. Under the 5-4 decision in Buchanan, though, citizens appealing the bureaucrat's decision to conceal or requested documents can have their legal fees paid by the government only by gaining a favorable court decision. That means the bureaucrat can wait until the last minute, then provide the documents without having to pay the requester's legal costs. So this is bad news. This means that government now has more power, and to not give you the documents that were requested, he can play games, he can find loopholes in the law. Terrible thing that's happening here. It was great when we had FOIA because we were able to use it to fight government. Many of us, or many of you, I should say, who are out there working so hard to fight against the evils of the state, the pernicious actions of various bureaucrats, wherever they may be. And now it's going to be a little more difficult to do so on account of this case. Sad news. Sorry to report that, but of course, Christian Worldview, we end up reporting lots of sad news, because anytime you've got the state involved, you're going to have to some extent, sad news, and it is a sad thing. It may interest you to know that there is a politically incorrect, uncensored monthly newspaper that sometimes publishes the Tyranny Response Unit's writing. It's called The First Freedom, and a supporter of the show, Nelson Waller, offers any of our listeners a free postpaid sample copy of it. Call Nelson at 864-8642-4315 if interested. You can also sample this fine paper's material at www.gulftel.com/first freedom. It picks up where the liberal media leave off. A couple other articles coming down today. This is somewhat interesting on the heels of Memorial Day. The Soldier's Long Goodbye. This is by Joyce Price of the Washington Times. Today, the 104-year-old Mr. Buckles, Frank W. Buckles, a retired West Virginia cattle farmer, is among the at least 50 American World War I veterans still living, according to the Department of Veterans Affairs. 104 years old, and he's still living. But these folks are all dying out. There's not very many of them left. And in fact, the number of VA, or another number of veterans, is dropping dramatically on an annual basis. Continuing on, the article says, the Veterans Administration has 5 children of Civil War veterans on its rolls, as well as about 45,000 children and 12,000 spouses of World War I veterans, plus 16,000 children and 240,000 spouses of World War II veterans. Key reason for this growth, he says, is the VA's generous prescription drug program. We're able to better provide high-quality medical care that allows our vets to live longer, Mr. Boudon says, but as a person ages, he has greater health demands. With the fiscal 2006 VA budgets, Mr. Boudon says, we're confident we can meet our responsibilities. Many older veterans fail to find out whether they are eligible for benefits. Others choose not to use them. Among those is Maudie Hopkins, 89, of Lexa, Arkansas, who emerged last year as a surviving Confederate widow. At the last, and surely the last, such link in the war between the states that ended nearly a century and a half ago. The VA does not provide benefits to Mrs. Hopkins because she doesn't want government assistance. Hurrah for Mrs. Hopkins, says one of our producers. Indeed. I went from private to... One person said he went from private to sergeant because I could read a map and a compass. Isn't that interesting, talking about World War One vets? We used it to kill weeds, and it was killing us, too, talking about some of the chemicals that were sprayed. Interesting article. I won't read all the details of this article. It is quite interesting to see how the federal government continues to spend just billions of dollars on veterans' benefits. Don't have too much problem with veterans getting paid for their service. Of course, we have a problem with the wars they've been fighting in. It's a tragedy. It's a horrible thing that's happened throughout history, but nevertheless, they did do their service and their work, and they should be paid. Of course, there's going to be manipulation of the system, and the services aren't going to be great because they're provided by government. But interesting to follow up on that. I appreciate the research staff sending up that bit of information. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We're coming up to the top of the hour in time for another break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. President George Washington.
This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
Warning: Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis. Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville. Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a PhD degree in public policy, MA degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of 6 homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben this morning. Glad you've joined us. It's a little bit foggy and probably near around 60 degrees most of the upstate today. Not going to be too terribly warm today, but should get up into the mid-70s. We'll see if that actually occurs And if you're making your way out to work, just be prepared for that weather that might face you on the way out today. Well, we have a number of interesting stories we've been covering all day. Here's sort of a couple of them that are just great. First of all, we have to praise the French today. The French, yes, of all things. The French voters who have rejected the European Union Charter. What a great idea. They've thrown into question the plans for further integration of Europe, and the treaty has established the Constitution was signed in Rome last fall by the heads of state of all 25 members, exhausting negotiations. But without giving a plan B, the French government has voted no. They're just not going to go for this. They did not want to give more power to European Parliament. They did not want to exhaust French sovereignty and the idea that their own nation's independence in Europe. The voter turnout was more than 70% in France. Wasn't this great news? It is a tremendous thing that the French have stood up to the plate and rejected stuff like this coming down at them. Now, the French get a lot of bad publicity here. Remember over the war in Iraq, how people were scorning them and so forth? Turns out they were right, weren't they? That George W. Bush did deceive the American people. He did engage in an aggressive war in Iraq that he shouldn't have done. And the French, of course, were right the whole time, and we should be proud that they were willing to stand up against the tyranny of America going around its imperialistic quest, as I'm talking about the American state, that is, led by George W. Bush. And, of course, Tony Blair was in the picture as well. So glad to see the French are still standing firm for the truth there. Good deal for them, although they've slipped up in so many other ways. And it is almost too good to be true when you think about, as one of our writers writes in, it's too good to be true, it still is. Please relish in the ridiculous contortions of the liberals and go through and facing this and covering it. Yes, that's right. They don't like to think about this, do they? They don't like to mention the fact that they've actually had a blow against liberalism and globalism in the world. Interesting stuff. Well, here's another story for us. Betrayals in public education. This is by Linda Schrock Taylor. No threat of the status quo is ever tolerated at any level, despite the money spent and despite the promises of any accomplishment and accountability. Standards, benchmarks, goals, test scores, graduation exams, the mumble-jumble cannot disguise the fact that a huge percentage of Americans have been and are being dumbed down. Yes, we know. And not only do these parents send their children to government reorientation buildings for brainwashing and warping, parents provide brightly colored distractors, pencils, crayons, Kleenex notebook to hide the truth from their children and from themselves. All lose when powerful agencies manipulate educational choices and policies to assure the success of the dumbing down agenda. Very true. The illiterate are being betrayed with the propaganda cries out, accountability, reading first, illiterate America, Title I grants, no child left behind. School administrators pick up the curriculums that are billed as research-based from computer cover companies with no track record at all. Religious children are betrayed when they must hide or ride school buses and attend school buses where filthy, ungodly language, concepts, and beliefs are acceptable, allowed, and even encouraged. When religious children attend classes with children and teachers who are unashamedly and outspokenly opposed to faith, when they are forced to study every world religion except their own, when these children are being denied their rights to pray, to celebrate religious holidays, to believe. Learning disabled children become disabled by teaching. Interesting. Parents are betrayed when inane compulsory education laws encourage them to believe that public schooling is good and necessary, when in fact it is too often harmful, destructive to the present and future happiness of potential children. School boards, school boards, local and state, are betrayed each time they are handed rubber stamps and destructive policies to approve. The federal government and its lackeys and the 51 federal and state departments of education have usurped the most important educational decisions. Local school boards have become puppet shows, betraying the board members themselves and the citizens who elected them. This all did not come about by accident, but by coincidence. The original errors in educational planning were purposefully put forth into place. Appreciate that that article today, which came out of, I believe this is from lewrockwell.com, Betrayals in Public Education by Linda Schrock Taylor. Like to be reminded every once in a while about the follies and foibles and evils of the public school or the government indoctrination center, and it is indeed our greatest enemy here in America. Here's a funny story. Oh, we got a break. The producer's signaling break, so we're going to take a break, and then we're going to do a funny story. Well, welcome your calls this morning. Remember, two lines are working today, 864-849-0277. That's 864-849-0277. That's our temporary line, while our main number that's often played in the breaks is being repaired. And you also have our backup line, 864-201-6955, 864-201-6955. Look forward to hearing from you today on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, and we'll be right back.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. As many of you know that the Tyranny Response Network is listener-supported, and here's Gene Papke to tell you how you can support the Tyranny Response Network.
That's right, John. Folks, if you support TRN and you want to help financially, here's how. We at TRN are a listener-supported broadcast, but we don't take a notions, potions, and lotions approach to fundraising. If you own, operate, or work for a company with bad paper, that is, non-performing assets, we can turn that garbage into gold. Simply go to our website, NP Pros, that's N as in non, P as in profit, PROS as in professionals, your non-profit professionals, that's nppros.com. And remember, we raise funds, but without fundraisers.
Log on today to www.nppros.com and find out how you can be a vital part in supporting the Tyranny Response Network.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
The Tyranny Response Network, helping Americans resist temptation and error by repudiating the foxy blather of the talking heads in the neocon media.
Now remember this month, folks, that the Tyranny Response Network is out looking for special funding to increase its signal and transmission capabilities, and we're making a special offer for at least the entire month of June. Anyone who is able to donate $25 or more will receive a free signed copy of my latest book, Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian's Perspective. Simply go to the policyofliberty.net webpage, and you'll find there a opportunity to use the PayPal button. And as you press the PayPal button, it'll come up with instructions on how to make a donation of $25 or more. In addition to that, at the bottom of the tyrannyresponse.com website, there is on the homepage, there's the address for the Tyranny Response Unit Enterprises. You can go ahead and send your check there as well. Just include a note that you want to take advantage of the free book and have your name and address included. If for some reason you're unable to complete the information section on the PayPal section, or if you forget to put it in when you're sending your check for whatever reason, simply email your address to us at questions@policyofliberty.net, and we'll take care of it. Once again, we're offering a special offer here for TRN listeners. Anyone who contributes $25 or more, starting in the month of June, and would start today as well, May 31st, 2005, will receive a free signed copy of my book, Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective. Well, here's a funny story from about Bounce. And once in a while, the research staff gets tired of reading all this serious stuff, apparently, and sends me up something. I thought this was sort of interesting. He said, now, this is worth forwarding on. Great tip. Who would have thought? The U.S. Postal Service sent out a message to all their letter carriers about to put a sheet of Bounce in their uniform pockets to help keep yellow jackets away. The yellow jackets just veer around you, and all this time you've just been putting Bounce in the dryer. It will chase away ants when you lay the sheet near them. It also repels mice, spread them around foundation areas or trailers, cars that are sitting, and it keeps mice from entering your vehicle. It takes the odor out of books and photo albums. This is too funny, isn't it? It takes the odor out of books and photo albums and that don't get open too often. It repels mosquitoes. Tie a sheet of Bounce through the belt loop when outdoors during mosquito season. It eliminates static electricity from your television or computer screen. Since Bounce is designed to help eliminate static cling, wipe your television screen with a used sheet of Bounce just to keep the dust off from resettling. Dissolve soap scum from your shower doors. Clean with a sheet of Bounce. Freshen the air in your home. Place an individual sheet of Bounce in the drawer or hang it in the closet. Put Bounce sheet in a vacuum cleaner. That's interesting. Prevent thread from tangling. Run threaded needle through a sheet of Bounce before beginning to sew. Prevent musty suitcases. Place an individual sheet of Bounce inside the empty luggage before storing. Freshen the air in your car. Place a sheet of Bounce under your front seat. Clean baked-on foods from a cooking pan. Place a sheet in a pan filled with water. Let sit overnight and sponge clean. The anti-static agent apparently weakens the bond between the food. Eliminate odors of waste baskets. Put a sheet of Bounce at the bottom of the waste basket. Collect cat hair. Who'd want to do that? Anyway, rubbing the area with a sheet of Bounce will magnetically attract all those loose hairs. Eliminate static electricity from Venetian blinds. Wipe blinds with a sheet of Bounce to prevent dust from resettling. Wipe up sawdust from drilling or sandpapering. A used sheet of Bounce will collect sawdust like a tack cloth. Eliminate odors in a dirty laundry. Place an individual sheet of Bounce at the bottom of a laundry bag or in a hamper. Deodorize shoes or sneakers. Place a sheet of Bounce in your shoes or sneakers overnight. Golfers put Bounce in their back pocket to keep the bees away. Put Bounce sheet in your sleeping bag and tent before folding and storing them. Keeps them smelling fresh. And now that you know, you want to print and keep on file the Bounce. Pass it on, he says. Very cute. Had no idea that Bounce did all that. And maybe you didn't either, but that's sort of just interesting trivia. Well, here's a book review. Lawrence M. Vance is writing a number of things on the Ludwig von Mises Institute site, actually the LouRockwell.com site, a related site. And he wrote this article here, They Knew Not Where They Were Going or Why. And again, on the heels of Memorial Day, it's interesting to think about such things. He says the following. In times of war, people do strange and irrational things. They also do things that they would never think of doing in peacetime, like killing and maiming people that never lifted a finger against them, that they didn't know, or they never had even spoken to. It was 100 years ago that the first war ended in what was to be a very bloody century of war. The Russo-Japanese War began the night of February 8, 1904, with the Battle of Port Arthur, a port on the Liaotung Peninsula in Manchuria that served as a primary base for the Russian fleet in the Pacific Port Arthur, which took its name from British Royal Navy Lieutenant William C. Arthur, was a strategic seaport coveted by Russia and Japan. Although the immediate cause of the war was the Japanese naval attack on Port Arthur, the Russo-Japanese War proceeded, as most wars, by interventionism. Russia and Japan, at the expense of China, wanted control or influence in the Far East. After warring against China in the mid-1890s, Japan demanded control of Port Arthur. The European powers objected not because they respected Chinese sovereignty, but because they had their own ambitions in the Far East. Within a couple of years, Russia took control of Port Arthur, gaining a valuable ice-free port to supplement Vladivostok. Suppression of the Boxer Rebellion in 1900 resulted in more intervention by Japan and the European powers. Russian troops remained in Manchuria after the fighting ended. It was a Russian refusal to make good on this promised withdrawal of Russian troops that led to the Russo-Japanese War. The outcome of the Battle of Port Arthur was inconclusive, but Japan was victorious when the siege of Port Arthur ended on January 2, 1905. The Japanese also defeated the Russians at 4 major land battles and 2 major sea battles before the war effectively ended on May 28, 1905, with the defeat of the Russian fleet at the Battle of Tsushima. Nearly the entire Russian fleet, which had sailed all the way from the Baltic coast, was destroyed in this battle in the waters of the Tsushima Straits between Japanese island of Kyushu and South Korea, along with 4,300 men. The Japanese lost only 3 torpedo boats and a little over 100 men. The wasting of the lives of over 4,400 men in this battle is a great tragedy, but the role of the state in sending men off to war, the blind obedience to the state by men sent off to war, is an incredible outrage. The same can be said about almost any war or foreign intervention. In the 1998 Discovery Channel video Lost Last of the Tsars, the narrator speaks of these solemn words as pictures of Russian troops are shown. In 1904, Nicholas had been drawn into a disastrous war with Japan. He dispatched his troops with his blessing, not knowing that they were where they were going or why. The Russian people believed the propaganda, which was promised a short, sharp, victorious war, but the Japanese people believed their propaganda, which promised them the same, and proved it to be right. It took the Russian Navy's Baltic fleet 6 months on the high seas to make the engagement, only to be sunk in a single day at the Battle of Tsushima. About 130,000 men were killed in the Russo-Japanese War, although the Treaty of Portsmouth, signed at the Portsmouth Naval Base, New Hampshire, on September 5, 1905, officially ended the war, did not end the folly of war and the intervention that is still with us 100 years later. And how true it is that men go off to die and fight for reasons they know not why, just because the state sends them there and they believe some sort of propaganda, and don't think it doesn't happen right here in America as well. Our state is no different than any other state. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coburn. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to TRN.
Hello, this is Dr. John Coburn. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
This is Dr. John Coburn. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coburn, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
Mr. Speaker, I want someone on that side of the House to tell me the difference between the bold robber who holds you up on the highway and robs you of your money and the government that does the bidding of a band of robbers who prescribe the conditions by which you shall come in and surrender your money. I will tell you the difference. One takes his chances and runs the risk of losing his own life in his effort to rob others, while the other gang uses the governmental machinery to hold up and plunder the citizen and, in the name of law, commits his crimes against humanity. Congressman James T. Heflin, Alabama, 1909.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
Oh, we love hurling it with great force here at Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coburn. Well, here's another interesting story. All these stories are interesting. They're all interesting talk for us here at Christian Worldview. And before I continue, let me give you the phone numbers once again. 864-849-0277, 864-849-0277 is one line. The other line that works here, 864-201-6955, 864-201-6955. Look forward to hearing from you this morning. Your phone calls, of course, are always welcome on any of these very interesting topics today. And one thing that still just stands out in my mind is this Lindsey Graham letter. If we missed the show earlier today, Lindsey Graham sent a letter to a listener, Greg, and Greg reported to us, Lindsey Graham says that public education was part of the vision of the Founding Fathers, and that Article 1 provides them justification or ability or whatever to fund public education, the government school. Lindsey Graham, obviously a very ignorant, naive, foolish senator from South Carolina, doesn't really know what he's doing, or maybe he does really know what he's doing. That's even worse. If he does all this stuff intentionally, if he violates the Constitution intentionally, it's worse than being just a buffoon and naive and doing so inadvertently. I'm not sure what the case is with him yet. He's one of the two. Anyway, John Ward from the Washington Times writes an article, Sex Ed Opponents, Part of the Movement to Reclaim Schools. The sex ed opponents are part of the movement to reclaim the schools. This is from the Washington Times. Parents who stopped a new sex education curriculum in Montgomery County, Maryland, are the nexus of a national trend of parental activism in school matters. Montgomery County has become the symbol for parental activism, said Robert Knight, director for the Culture and Family Institute, an affiliated Concerned Women of America. Jumping through the article a little further, curriculum supporters said the course taught tolerance for homosexuals and included factual instruction on how to deal with homosexual feelings. The course promoted homosexuality and promiscuity, disregarded scientifically proven health risks, and denigrated traditional religious views about sex. A federal judge who ruled in CRC's favor when he granted a temporary restraining order against the course on May 5th. So they won, a little bit, at any rate. What this really illustrates is that the parents would have a particular set of principles and values. They work hard to instill those in the home, and they don't want this undermined in the health class. Parents across the country are taking action against sex education instruction with it, which they disagree. They ought to realize that they should be disagreeing with the whole system, says our producer, or our researcher. Last month, David Parker was arrested in Lexington, Massachusetts, and spent a night in jail after he refused to leave a meeting with a school principal who refused to take his six-year-old child out of discussions about same-sex parents. Of course, this was referred to in a previous show. Interesting that sex ed, anti-sex ed people are now taking a stand against things in the public school. They won't get very far, unfortunately. What people don't understand is that these kinds of programs, alternative lifestyles and sex education, promiscuity, is part and parcel of the whole public school program. You're not going to get around the philosophical base by simply chopping off a few limbs here and there. You have to completely abandon the public school. It is not a Christian institution, nor can it is compatible with Christian principles, or the principles of liberty and the Founding Fathers, for that matter. There is no hope to redeem it. It is a lost cause, to say the least. You need to get out of the public school if you're involved with it whatsoever. Not try to reform the thing. It just won't work. Will not be able to reform the evil institution. You've heard it right here on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Not the first time I've said that, of course, but, well, I don't know. I guess I could just keep saying it over and over again until people finally get the message. Maybe they'll have to get burned a little more first, sad as it might be. Well, what else do we have here on our agenda? Liberty's Foundation's Investing in the Right Ideas, How Philanthropists Helped Make Conservatism a Governing Philosophy. James Pearson writes on May 27, 2005, in Liberty's Foundation. This is in the opinionjournal.com. This past fall, shortly before the presidential election in November, some 300 friends and admirers gathered at the Plaza Hotel in New York City to pay tribute to John Kenneth Galbraith and Arthur M. Schlesinger, the two aged war horses of the 20th century liberalism. In the event, sponsored by Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt Institute, was billed as a salute to democracy. It was also an occasion to recall an era in which liberalism ran at high tide in the United States, a tough-minded doctrine that stood boldly for the working man at home and against tyranny abroad. The contrast between the past and present must have been painful to many in attendance that night. Today, the decline of the faith is mirrored by the fact that there is simply no one on the left whose influence or stature even remotely approaches that attained by so many decades ago by the evening's two heroes. Well, we always feel so badly for these folks when they go down the drain, these liberals. But, you know, what's worse, folks, it was almost better having the, you know, hardcore liberals rule us, because now we have neocons. Neocons, that's liberals in conservative clothing ruling us. People like George W. Bush, who increased the size of government, who could take part of aggressive foreign wars, who really act in many ways like liberals and their policies, but only give lip service. only talk about things that true conservatives value, like promoting life, pro-life policy, for instance. One big example. Instead of promoting liberty, they passed the Patriot Act. Look at George W. Bush and what he's doing to your liberties. He's taking them away piece by piece, and yet he's supposed to be a conservative and a Republican and these kinds of things. Doesn't matter anymore. He's a neocon, our greatest enemy in modern times here in America. Ah, what a sad thing. Does this article have anything more for me to see in it? There's, looks like this article is so long. There's lots of interesting things in here. Conservatism has accomplished this process of renewal more successfully than any of its competitors in the post-war period. It's been done not through an emphasis on policy so much as through a broader arguments about where we have been and where we ought to go and what threats and obstacles stand in our way. Yeah, they use a lot of this kind of doublespeak and rhetoric to get their position heard and believed by the gullible American public. You know, Christians should lead the way in not being gullible, I'm afraid. We have the truth. That really gives us a distinct advantage, don't you think? And yet, even having the truth, we so often ignore the truth, don't follow after the truth, and instead follow after fables and follow after the myths taught to us in public education or by the mass media. Instead, we ought to be thinking for ourselves and deep-thinking people of the highest sort and oppose those leftists and those statists who want to dethrone the principles and grandeur of liberty in our nation and replace it with globalism, interventionism, and socialism. And we hope to help you do that as well here on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coburn. We're going to take a quick break. Right before we do, though, one quick announcement again. Where the Tyranny Response Network is seeking funds to help promote its signal and actually improve the quality of signal in the upstate of South Carolina. Anyone who contributes from today and during the month of June, maybe beyond, but at least for the month of June, will receive a free copy of my latest book, Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective. $25 donation or more, we'd really appreciate it at this time. Go to the policyofliberty.net website and you'll find there a place to make a donation by clicking on a PayPal link. At the bottom of the tyrannyresponse.com website, there is also a spot there that you can find out the address for the Tyranny Response Network. Go to tyrannyresponse.com, scroll to the bottom, and mail your check to the address indicated at our P.O. Box or their P.O. Box in Piedmont, South Carolina. And we're going to be back after a quick break.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. Government is force. Like fire, it is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. President George Washington.
This is Dr. John Coburn from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free.
Marquis de Sade said, "Social order at the expense of liberty is hardly a bargain."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coburn. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
Warning, Dr. Coburn's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis. Sick of having the dead flies of bad public policy stink up the ointment of American liberty? The follies and foibles of the political sages of our day are plucked out daily on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coburn, weekday mornings from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, right here on 97.7 FM in Greenville.
Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a PhD degree in public policy, MA degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview this morning with Dr. John Coben. Glad you've joined us. In the upstate of South Carolina, we currently have 58 degrees and fog. Going to get up to around 74 degrees today and be mostly cloudy, so you can be prepared for that if you're still making your way out the door for work this morning after Memorial Day. Yesterday was a great opportunity, if you had a chance to listen, to learn about some of the great state criminals, villains in the history of America. There have been many of them, but we picked out just eight of them and had a great time discussing and describing some of their most infamous acts with you, those notorious criminal behavior of some of these people. Appreciated the phone calls yesterday as well. If you would like to call and discuss some of the topics on hand today, you can either try our line 864-201-6955, that's 864-201-6955, or you can call our other line, our other temporary number, while our main number is being serviced, 864-849-0277, that's 864-849-0277. And the Christian Worldview show, a wonderful show, promoting the truth and liberty in this land, trying to expand even further its reach, and we are grateful that there are the Tyranny Response Network's efforts in doing so. The Tyranny Response Network is trying to expand its signal right now, and if you have an opportunity to support us, now is the time to do so, because for every donation of $25 or more this month, I'm going to be sending you a signed copy of my latest book, Bible and Government Public Policy from a Christian Perspective. Simply go down the website, tyrannyresponse.com, look at the bottom, and you'll find the address where you can send your check, as well as your name and address and who to make the signature out to in the book, as well as the policyofliberty.net website for those of you who prefer to use Visa, MasterCard, or PayPal. And you can simply go to the link there at the bottom of policyofliberty.net. Want to make a good drive this month, or it's coming month of June, so I'm making an early announcement here today about this going on. Hope you'll support the Tyranny Response Network. Our hallmark verse yesterday, remember, was Proverbs 11:10, when it goes well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth, and when the wicked perish, there is shouting. And some versions say there is jubilation. And this is exactly what happened when the wicked perished. There is jubilation and shouting. It's not because we delight in the death of the wicked, like Woodrow Wilson or Abraham Lincoln or Franklin Delano Roosevelt or the other eight men we mentioned. It's simply this, that we live under oppression and grief when these men reign, and we can rejoice and shout and have jubilation when they actually die. Because, why? Because we're free of oppression. It's not that we're glorying so much in the fact that these men have gone to their reward in hell, but instead we're glorying in the fact that, or we're gleeful on account of the fact that we don't have to suffer under their persecution and oppression any longer. And that was our theme, one of our theme verses for the show yesterday, exulting because of the freedom we have as the tyrants are put aside and go to their eternal reward. And we all know what that will likely be. Not knowing, we can't judge the hearts of men, but we'll all be very surprised if Abraham Lincoln and Franklin Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, Lyndon Baines Johnson, and the host of other criminals are in heaven when we arrive, that's for sure. All right, a couple articles. If you're wondering why, well, Dr. Coben, why are we going through so many articles today? Well, listen, folks, ever since we've had so many things going on in this show with our special broadcast, like the Memorial of Villainy yesterday, as well as Rip and Richie being on the show, we've got a backlog from the production staff, and I'm just trying to go through some of these things because I believe that the production and research staff have found some excellent articles for us, and I don't want to miss them. I don't want them to become too old, so hope you can bear with me this week as I try to go through many different articles and bring up many different discussions. Be happy to have your phone calls. Please feel free to go ahead and give us those calls. We're going to, instead of trying to start this article first, I think we're going to take our quick break here, and then we'll be back in a minute. We'll bring up this William Lind article, I think, next on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben.
is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. As many of you know that the Tyranny Response Network is listener-supported, and here's Gene Papke to tell you how you can support the Tyranny Response Network.
That's right, John. Folks, if you support TRN and you want to help financially, here's how. We at TRN are a listener-supported broadcast, but we don't take a notions, potions, and lotions approach to fundraising. If you own, operate, or work for a company with bad paper, that is, non-performing assets, we can turn that garbage into gold. Simply go to our website, NPPros, that's N as in non, P as in profit, P-R-O-S as in professionals, your non-profit professionals, that's NPPros.com. And remember, we raise funds, but without fundraisers.
Log on today to www.npros.com and find out how you can be a vital part in supporting the Tyranny Response Network.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
The Tyranny Response Network, helping Americans resist temptation and error by repudiating the foxy blather of the talking heads in the neocon media.
Welcome back to Christian Worldview. You know, we've been talking just on these breaks here, listening to the ads here, talking about supporting the Tyranny Response Network. And we want to go ahead and make some further mention of that. The Tyranny Response Network is a listener-supported show, and as I said, there's a free offer this month for anybody donating $25 or more to have a copy of my book signed by me, Bible and Government. I think we're also going to have to make an offer available for those who want to contribute much more than that, say $100 or more to the work of Tyranny Response Network, that the Warriors of Honor video will also be given, be in addition to my book. That's a great video. I'll confirm that, but I'm almost sure that they'll be happy to do that as they're trying to raise funds here at the Tyranny Response Network. I'm just looking through the studio here and noticing my Confederate battle flag mouse pad, as well as the new bumper stickers we have on our wall, "Fighting Terrorism Since 1861," with our Confederate battle flag on it, as well as "Restore Southern Heritage by Educating the Ignorant." Those are our two things that we do here. We try to restore Southern heritage by educating the ignorant, and we try to fight terrorism ever since Lincoln began terrorism in Stanton in 1861. We do so here at the Tyranny Response Network. That's part of our job. I was thinking, you know, I picked these items up at Scott Goldsmith's store called Dixie Outpost, just north of Traveler's Rest. I wonder if some of our supporters wouldn't mind calling and letting Scott know how much you appreciate his shop and support for this particular program. Scott's going to be coming on as one of our main supporters every month, and we appreciate that. Give him a call and just let him know how much you appreciate his support of the Tyranny Response Network, or if you have a chance to stop into the store there and purchase one of his items, that would even be better. A little bit out of the way for a lot of folks here, but if you can do so, we'd encourage you to do so. This is a Dixie Outpost up on the way to Asheville out of Greenville, north of Traveler's Rest. Anyway, I was going to get back to the story here of Kings and Cabbages by William Lind. This also coming from the LouRockwell.com website. Excellent website, by the way. Of Kings and Cabbages. 2 weeks ago, a small single-engine plane inadvertently strayed into closed airspace above Washington. The result was panic. Both the White House and the Capitol were evacuated, with police shouting, "Run, run," at fleeing staffers and visitors. Senators and congressmen abandoned in haste the floors of their respective houses. Various RIPs, really important people, were escorted to their Führer bunkers. F-16s came close to shooting the Cessna down. The whole episode would have been funny if it weren't so sad. As an historian, I could think of nothing other than those behavior of the earlier profile and courage in the Persian King Darius at the Battle of Issus, as the Roman historian ascribed it. The moment the Persian left went to pieces under Alexander's attack, and Darius, with his great war chariot, saw that it was cut off, he incontinently fled. Indeed, he led the race for safety, dropping his shield and stripping off his mantle, even leaving his bow and the war chariot. He leapt upon the horse and rode for his life. All right. Well, you know, there's a lot of the episode also reveals, according to the author here, and it's a good point. William Lind's bringing up. The episode reveals what has become of one of the main characteristics of America's homeland defense, a total inability to use common sense. Because to admit bureaucracies, what is important is not external reality, but covering your own backside politically. Putting on shows serves that purpose well, even the shows that make us look like fools and cowards, like the Cessna affair. Yeah, the Cessnas aren't really big jets, are they? I guess they could be carrying some sort of a bomb, but it is kind of odd. The message is that the safety of the new class in Washington is far more important than the safety of other Americans. Well, that's an interesting point, isn't it? What lies at the heart of the fourth generation war is a crisis of legitimacy in the state. And I have to appreciate Lynn's comments here. First of all, it is kind of silly that the whole Cessna thing became an issue, but then it does show us the real importance of what states are all about. It's the protection of the state apparatus itself. Not about Americans in general. They like you to believe that they're there to protect you, but in reality, they're not. Their primary goal is to protect their own power, their own lives, their own gain in general. Well, we've been talking a bit about Confederate issues, so I'm going to switch gears here a little bit. Before I do that, I'm going to read our phone numbers again. 864-849-0277. That's 864-849-0277. We also have another number you can try, 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Phones have been quiet all day. It's rang once. Someone tried to get through, apparently, but then they were not able to do so. We'd encourage you to give us a call and talk about one of some of these many stories we've gone to. Just want to thanks for the South Carolina League of the South, which had me speak last Thursday night, and I talked about toward a new committee of correspondence system, and apparently they were very encouraged by that. They wrote into the show today, "Dear Dr. Coben," or this actually came in before Monday, "thank you for speaking at the South Carolina League of the South meeting Thursday night. Many came to me and said what a good meeting it was. The correspondence leading up to the Declaration of Independence was very interesting. We can learn and must learn from our founders how to restore liberty and put the Constitution in its rightful place and put the government supremacists back into their constitutional cage with a southern nation. I also applaud your wife's commitment to the cause." Well, that's nice. You know, the Tyranny Response Unit's wife, Mrs. Tyranny, I like that name. She probably likes it too. Honey, if you're listening, it's all right. We're affectionately calling you Mrs. Tyranny, since I am the Tyranny Response Unit. She said they are applauding her commitment to the cause, and she has been a champion and really helping me be able to put so much time into a volunteer cause like the Tyranny Response Network and the Christian Worldview Show. So we appreciate her efforts as too, as do they. And he's going to be making the TRN announcements, he says, in future meetings, and he's going to be publishing it. An article about us in the Southern Patriot, so we appreciate that very much. Thanks to David McInnes, as well as the others there at the League of the South, and we do count you as close brethren in our understanding of public policy and politics. Love to see what they're after come to pass, which is namely secession of the South into its own separate nation apart from the Yankee goons. All right, we're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have a small economics lesson, so stay tuned.
Warning, Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking
and critical analysis.
Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins.
Albert Einstein once said, "Unthinking respect for authority is the greatest enemy of truth."
Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. As many of you know that the Tyranny Response Network is listener-supported, and here's Gene Papke to tell you how you can support the Tyranny Response Network.
That's right, John. Folks, if you support TRN and you want to help financially, here's how. We at TRN are a listener-supported broadcast, but we don't take a notions, potions, and lotions approach to fundraising. If you own, operate, or work for a company with bad paper, that is, non-performing assets, we can turn that garbage into gold. Simply go to our website, NPPros, that's N as in non, P as in profit, PROS as in professionals, your non-profit professionals, that's NPPros.com. And remember, we raise funds, but without fundraisers.
Log on today to www.npros.com and find out how you can be a vital part in supporting the Tyranny Response Network.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Sometimes it is said that man cannot be trusted with the government of himself. Can he then be trusted with the government of others? Or have we found angels in the forms of kings to govern him? Let history answer this question."
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Phone lines are open, 864-849-0277. That's 864-849-0277 or 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955 on the backup line. Wanted to talk a little bit about economics at the end of the program here. You know, as many of you know, the Tyranny Response Unit, that's me, Dr. John Coben, teaches economics to his homeschooled kids. And right now I have two boys in my microeconomics class, and they're hopefully going to be able to pass their final exam when they take the national CLEP exam late June. Well, we've been reading a book by Colander, with a regular neoclassical textbook. There's some interesting questions at the end of some of the chapters on these in this book. For instance, chapter 17, question number 8 says this: "A 29-year-old politician, Anthony Zelinsky, who is a member of the Milwaukee Board of Supervisors, proposed that the county government sell the organs of dead welfare recipients to help pay off the welfare recipients' welfare costs and burial expenses. A. What was the likely effect of that proposal? And B. Why was that the effect?" Well, interesting question to ask. Now, think about this a little deeply here. We have a problem with welfare in this country. Now, welfare is stealing. We don't like it. From a Christian worldview understanding, it's wrong to receive welfare, and that includes Social Security and it includes student aid. Any kind of student aid or Social Security that robs people who are working or innocent people who are proclaimed as taxpayers, takes away their money and gives it to somebody else, is wrong. It's theft. And the Bible says in Ephesians 4:28, "Let him who stole steal no more." It also says in Exodus 20, "You will not steal," or "You shall not steal." These are commandments that Christians must comply with, and it doesn't matter that government makes stealing legal. It really doesn't. I know for some people it has some weight. They think, well, if it's legal, it's okay for me to do. No, it's not. Just because it's legal for you to abort your child doesn't mean it's okay to do so. It's wrong. It's still sin. It's murder. In the same way that taking welfare is stealing and plundering other people, you can't do it and be just before God. All right, well, given that fact, especially from a Christian point, worldview point of view, let's assume that there are still people out there stealing using the legalized plunder system by the welfare state. And this guy comes up with a fairly creative idea. If you're going to take welfare, then you're going to agree to this. When you die, if we can get to you fast enough, we're going to take your organs and be able to give them, or excuse me, sell them to needy people. There are many people waiting to receive organs donated to them. Many of them die because they don't get them in time, livers, kidneys, whatever it might be. Of course, we would like to see George Bush get a new brain, perhaps. Yeah, I'm just kidding. I don't want to wish evil on anyone, even him. I don't know why that came up. Thinking about organ transplants. I don't think they do brain transplants yet, at any rate. But at any rate, continuing on here with this thought, why would it be wrong for us to sell dead organs, or the organs of dead people, and in order to recoup some of the money that's been spent and given to these people? Well, of course, some people are going to have some moral outrage about this. But if in a contractual society, if we've got a welfare state, I don't think there'd be anything wrong with this. There's a demand for the organs, and it would actually alleviate a lot of the expense of the welfare state, because there is such a high demand now for the organs, and the prices that are paid for the organs are fairly high, or could be fairly high. We could recoup a fair number of the dollars given to these people, these bums who take welfare, especially if you include all the people receiving Social Security. I don't know how good organs are of older folks, assuming they're still good. We have a great possibility here, because how many Americans steal from other people by taking Social Security checks? Quite a few. So, interesting question. I don't know what you think about that, but I don't really have a problem with this idea. I have a problem with welfare in general, but if a person's going to take welfare state benefits, why not say after you're dead, you don't have any rights over your organs. You don't get to just be buried and let them all decay. You have to give them to someone else. A lot of people volunteer their organs. They go down and put on the driver license that they should just volunteer their organs after they're dead. Why not? Well, that's fine. That's their choice. I don't see a real problem with it. I don't think it's necessarily evil to do that sort of thing. Why not force people, or make a contract with them, not force people, who want to rip other people off by taking welfare, to go ahead and have to give up the rights to have their organs when they're dead? What are they going to use them for anyway if they're dead? Interesting thought. Well, there's some moral issues with this. Some people complain about it. And I think we have a phone caller trying to get in on the line here at the last minute. Oh, my producer is telling me no. He's shaking his head. Even though the lights are blinking and everything else, it looks like they're not trying to call. And I thought we might kind of get one call here in at the end of the show. If that's you calling, please do call back, because apparently we're not able to, we haven't been able to get your call the first time through. Interesting thought. This is what economics makes you do, is think deeply. If every Christian were to have just one course in microeconomics, it would help him dramatically, even if it was a course in neoclassical economics, like the Colander book here, because it does bring to light issues and concepts that people just regularly don't think about in their daily lives. Interesting discussion. I thought that was an interesting question, at any rate. Maybe you have some comments or questions about that, and welcome to bring them up by email. Send us an email to questions@policyofliberty.net, or send them, or just call in tomorrow on tomorrow's show, and we'll bring up the whole issue again of welfare candidates being forced, if they receive welfare, to give their organs up when they die, to donate them, and then those proceeds would be used to repay the government for the loss that was incurred through the welfare. Of course, government would never do this. This is another part of the problem. They would just spend the money on something else. At any rate, they wouldn't actually reimburse taxpayers who were looted. So ultimately, public policy like that is a pipe dream, isn't it? Yes, it's a nice thought, but probably won't have any dramatic influence other than increasing the size of government even further than it is. I hadn't thought of that till just now, but that's probably the natural outcome of this sort of thing. Well, it's been a good show today, listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Got just a few minutes left in the show. Want to try to talk about a couple of other items. Well, actually, we're coming real close. I'm just going to make the one final announcement about our contributions, and then we're going to be done for the day. The Tyranny Response Network is currently trying to expand its signal and to improve the listening ability of its transmission and so forth in the upstate of South Carolina. And to do that, it needs some donations. And if you this month of June and the last day today, obviously, of May, if you're able to donate $25 or more, we're going to send you a free copy signed of my book, my latest book, Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective. If you can give $100 or more to the Tyranny Response Network, we're also going to include the Warriors of Honor video. Both these products are advertised on the tyrannynot.com website under the products section. If you want to send a check, the address to do so is at in Piedmont, South Carolina, P.O. Box 151, zip code 29673. That address is at the bottom of the Tyranny Response Network's homepage, tyrannyresponse.com. If you prefer to use PayPal or Visa or MasterCard, you can go to the policyofliberty.net website and help us with this great fundraising drive. Down at the bottom, they'll find a couple of links to make a donation through PayPal, and you can use Visa or MasterCard there. It's a worthy effort. Where else can you give such a little bit of money that will go such a long way to promoting liberty? So help us out here at help folks out at the Tyranny Response Network who want to boost the signal and make a good, generous donation today. Thank you for listening today, folks. The Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben enjoyed the topics today and hope you did as well. Hope you think a little bit better and a little bit more deeply, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We hope you will be with us tomorrow morning at 7:30 right here at the Tyranny Response Network for Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben.